Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. This is IRIB English Radio, back to reality again. Today, I have the honor and pleasure to be at your service as the host of today's episode. And with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Dawood and Brother Mahdi. Welcome to this episode of Back to Reality.
Assalamu alaikum. Glad to be here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers. So this is a pleasure for me to have you in studio for today's episode. So I want you to introduce yourself briefly for the audiences and listeners.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm Mehdi. I'm not going to disclose how old I am because no one can look at me right now. Yeah, I've been here in Qum for a good 6 years and I have been studying in the Hausa over here.
Thank you. It's my honor to have you in the studio. And Brother Dawood.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dawood. Well, I have got MA in TEFL, or Teaching English as a Foreign Language, in Qom University. Well, I have been teaching English for over 25 years, and I am very happy to be at your service.
We're going to go through our topic. As you know, in today's world, in this modern world, we are searching for something as human beings, a goal or whatever you can name it. And we are doing many things, several things, I don't know, like even cosmetic surgeries, traveling, I don't know, studying, going to university, even studying medicine to find this thing in our lives. You know, and I think this thing can be elucidated as happiness. In this episode, we're going to talk about the content of happiness. And at first, I want you to tell your opinion about the meaning and definition of happiness in your own life.
I think happiness is absolutely relative. No one can define happiness in a manner that fits everyone else's description or experience in their lives. Someone could be happy with nothing from another perspective, and someone from another perspective could have everything in the world and still not be happy. So something absolutely relative. It can be equated to the amount or sense of satisfaction. That's something happiness can be elaborated as. So,
Thank you. So, Brother Dawood.
Well, as my friend Mahdi mentioned, probably this is a pleasant emotion within you that can be ranging from a feeling of contentment to intense joy. But the source of happiness, and the reason why we are happy, can be very relative and vary from one person to another person. If you ask the definition of happiness, someone who is old, what does happiness mean? Probably the concept of being young can clarify the meaning of happiness, or an ill person who is suffering from an illness has a very different criterion, or let's say definition for happiness. Someone who is suffering from poverty probably has a different definition. Someone who is orphan, has lost his family, mom, dad, would give you a different definition for happiness. So it can range from different concepts among different people.
Of course. So you're maintaining a kind of subjective attitude towards the meaning of happiness. And let's have my objective point of view about happiness after a short break. And we're going to come back soon. Welcome back, dear listeners. We are here again and back to reality at your service. So we're talking about a concept of happiness. And as you two both mentioned, happiness is something subjective that we cannot define clearly. But in my opinion, there should be a kind of definition which can be accepted by most of the people in the world about happiness. And my own special point of view about the subjective attitude towards happiness is that happiness is the satisfaction after winning a kind of sad moment in your life. You know, when you win over a trouble, trauma, whatever in your life, you will achieve happiness. And I think it can be somehow better accepted in the world to define happiness in this way. But if happiness is like that and we clarify it as, you know, whatever we want, why are we looking for standardizing this concept? We are living in a world which we define happiness in special ways. For example, being beautiful is happiness. Mm-hmm. As you know,
yeah.
We do, I don't know, abdominoplasty, rhinoplasty, and so many surgeries mm-hmm. to achieve beauty, to achieve this happiness. And this is the underlying reason why we are standardizing.
Before that question, the question that occurs to my mind is, you said overcoming a certain hurdle or a hindrance can cause you happiness, or however certain people would apparently be destroyed, right,
after that trauma or something.
No.
What?
Their destruction, at least how the world would define it as destruction, is causing them happiness. Some people would destroy themselves. But that destruction is happiness for them. Right? Yeah. So overcoming a trouble, no, someone could go face something that is marked or seen as trouble, and they are in that way, right, in that path, on that journey, they lose themselves, they're destroyed, or, you know, they face certain calamities. However, that they're not yet able to overcome.
Got it.
A certain thing.
Yeah.
But still,
I know what
you're happy. It's still not necessary that, you know.
I told you that this is my personal point of view and it cannot be certain in many aspects. And mm-hmm. yeah,
you know,
example.
To standardize this a definition for happiness, as you have already mentioned, probably you can give a different standard based on your family background, your religion, your education, your parental teaching can help you decide what norms or standard can we define to call something happiness. But personally, I believe happiness can be divided into different dichotomies. From one aspect, happiness can rely on success, something that you have already achieved, and actually compared to what is happening in the world around you, you probably call it a happiness. It's a norm, you know. You are comparing yourself, whether you have successfully achieved to pass educational, I don't know, a degree, and then you say that probably last year I was not able to do this, but I passed the university entrance exam, and actually I got this level or this degree now.
So you mentioned something really beautiful. Sorry to interrupt you. This correlation, a relation between happiness and success.
Yeah,
so
success.
Let's keep it here, go for a short break, then we're going to come back to be happy.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Dear listeners, we are here in Back to Reality and discussing the concept of happiness. So as we talked and as Brother David elaborated, we are talking about the correlation between success and happiness. Brother Mehdi, do you agree that success can lead to happiness?
It certainly can. However, I don't think that's necessarily what Brother Dawood said.
Yeah.
He actually said something, if I'm not mistaken. What you meant is you may not succeed, right? But you are heading in that direction, and that can give you happiness. Do you mean that?
Actually, I couldn't finish my previous part of definition. You know, I said there are two parts or two dichotomies. We can divide it inside happiness and outside happiness.
All right.
If you go outside, you have to compare yourself with the rest of the world, whether you have achieved to buy something like a house, mm-hmm. your personal belonging, whether you have achieved to pass a certain level, or whether you have achieved to do some even very superficial level of happiness to a skin deep, like beauty surgery. I do a nose job and I feel like, compared to last year, my pictures look more beautiful and I feel better inside me. I feel content.
Right.
But there is another level of happiness, which I'm very interested to talk about, and that is within you. And probably I call it a satisfaction, a feeling that how I am comparing me with myself. I am telling myself whether I was feeling better compared to last year. Did I do better? Do I feel serene and peaceful? Do I enjoy hopefulness? Am I in peace with me? Am I in a friendly relationship with me? Do I have a meaningful lifestyle compared to last year or not? It is still the same thing. So there is no comparison with outside. So I always call it a sense of satisfaction. There is no marathon between me and the rest of the world. This level of satisfaction, or let's say exaltment, can be within you. Therefore, you don't care even if you are very unsuccessful to do a business. You know that a large number of the people are feeling happy when they are doing a good job, doing a good business, earning a lot of high income, and actually in that respect they feel like they are happy. But this is very transient, has a short life.
Yeah, so what I can take out, extract from your statements, is that both of these things, as far as I can analyze it, is both of these things are causes, right? Both of these things are causes. After all, whatever, as you said, is someone externally, he achieves physical attributes that he wanted, right? By a surgery or going to the gym, whatever it is. That, or, you know, an achievement that is causing inner peace within that person. The outcome of both of these things is quite similar, which is that sense of satisfaction, contentment, or, as we just mentioned, happiness, right? Mm-hmm. So both of these things could be causes to one combined similar outcome, which is happiness or contentment. I'm not saying that someone's getting surgery done for himself, not for other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Then again, I have to call it, when I'm doing, for example, nose surgery, I would never have done that if I were left alone to my own devices. I mean, if I lived in a castaway island, apart from the world, I was disconnected from the... How do I feel to the need or the necessity of doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. So you divide it into two things, two parts. Something is that is personal development. Is absolutely irrelevant to other people or society for that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other part is that social constructs has caused this individual to go out of his way and perform certain actions, such as surgery, whatever you mentioned, right? There's no different. There's no debate in that. There's no argument in that.
Out of question,
But what I'm saying is the outcome of both of these things for that individual, right? Outcome within himself is almost the same. What is it? Satisfaction, right? Why did that guy, that person, want a nose job, for example? We are not trying to look down upon surgery or something.
I'm really afraid the outcome wouldn't be the same.
Let's keep your two categories here. Please. And then I want to actually add another category to this happiness myself. So let's keep it here. Up to here, we got to this point that we have two different kind of happiness, as Brother David told us. The first one is superficial. We buy happiness. We buy this first category. And the second one is about the self-satisfaction something that you find within yourself. So let's keep it here, and then we're going to discuss the, actually add up to this discussion in the next episodes, if you do agree with me. So dear listeners, thank you for being with us. Stay there. We still have a lot to share with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.